a song of ascent. I will lift my eyes to the mountains. From where will my help come? My help comes from God, maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. May he who guards you not slumber. Behold, the guardian of Israel does not slumber nor sleep. God is your guardian. God is your shelter at your right hand. By day the sun will not smite you, nor the moon at night. God will guard you from all evil. He will preserve your soul. God will guard your going and coming from now and forever. A psalm of David. God is my shepherd. I shall lack nothing. He makes me lie in lush pastures. He leads me beside tranquil waters. He restores my soul. He directs me in the path of righteousness for the sake of his name. Though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. You will prepare a table for me in the full presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. May only good and kindness pursue me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of God for length of days. Such a sweet, kind, selfless woman, Rita Piha, Rika Batdona, cherished wife, niece, sister to Becky Benaroya, beloved mother to Leonard and Mickey, and to Larry and Ross, grandmother to Jeff, Dan, Ilana, and Ethan, great-grandmother to Olivia, Nathan, Talia, and Tammy. Rita was born in the Central District of Seattle on April 9, 1928. She was the youngest of four children born to Donna and Joe Benown. Rita grew up going to Ezra Bastarif and Sephardic Bikurholim, since her father was from Rhodes and her mother's father was from Turkey. She went to Washington Grade School and she graduated Garfield High School in 1946. She had lifelong friends such as Vivian Adato, Marcel Adato, Lily DeJayan, Regina Amira, Kay Mizrahi, and Mary Azos. Not to leave anyone out, but those were the names that I was given, but I'm sure there were lots of other old childhood friends and girlfriends throughout the years. Becky Benaroya, Rita's sister, said about Rita that her family always came first, whether it was her parents and siblings, or later with her husband, her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren. The family was always number one. Becky, Rita, and their sister Nellie would always joke about what would you do if you had one piece of chocolate left. Would you share it with your kids, or would you eat it just for yourself? And Nellie and Becky would always say they would eat it themselves. But Rita would say, I'm going to share that with Leonard and with Larry. This story epitomizes for me Rita's personality. She was faithfully devoted to her family, to her husband, and to her children. Before she got married, she lived with Becky and her two small children. Rita was a wonderful aunt, doting over them like she would later do for her own children. She was a wonderful daughter to her parents, too. Rita and Nace were set up on a blind date, and it was on the second date that Nace, you knew that you were in love. You got engaged very soon after, and you were married on October 30th, 1948. Leonard was born in March 1950, and Larry came along in 1952. Rita was the best mom you could ever have, could ever hope for. She kept the family together, and she worried about everyone else. Rita was the perfect homemaker, looking after her husband and children. Leonard and Larry always came home to their mother at home, with having a snack ready and to talk to you about how your day was at school. She always wanted to keep you safe, and she'd prefer you to have your parties at home just so she could keep an eye on you. Everyone loved Rita's school lunches, and your friends, they'd come over to try and get Rita to make their lunches too. Rita loved family get-togethers, and she was always organizing them around the Jewish holidays, birthdays, anniversaries, and the American holidays. She made everyone's favorite foods, and if she made salmon for the adults, she'd make something special for each of the grandkids, something different, something unique that each one of them wanted. Rita was a fantastic cook. She really enjoyed making pistachios and burekas, pastels, burikus, and her world-famous, and I've heard this from a number of sources, her world-famous pescado con tomate, which the extended family would fight over to get the last piece, and for some people, even the last tray. There were some people who would even trade Magina for the pescado. Rita was a great mother-in-law, too. She offered advice when she was asked, but she never interfered. She always encouraged, and she agreed with whatever Ross and Mickey decided to do. She never gave you a hard time, and she was always so positive with you. Indeed, the only time that Rita voiced a dissenting opinion was this year with the upcoming election. I think it was you, Larry? Whatever you do, if you're going to vote for Trump, don't tell me. As grandparents, when you were healthier, they would attend as many events of the grandkids as possible. Basketball, baseball, soccer, cruise, school plays, you name it. Rita and Nate were there. Rita was supportive of whatever the kids or grandkids wanted to pursue, even if they was against what they wanted. Somehow they would find a way to support it. Years ago, Leonard, you wanted to hitchhike across Canada. And Rita hated the idea, but she still drove you up with Nace to drop you off at the border, and she was worried sick about you the whole time, and you still didn't call. But that was Rita, you know? She didn't want you to do it, but she'd still be there to support you all the way through. It's well known that Rita kept a spotless home. She was always dusting and cleaning. Without being told, people would know, take your shoes off when you came into the house. Rita never made ready-made meals or frozen meals. Everything was always cooked fresh and lovingly prepared. Rita loved to buy in bulk, in huge quantities. Even before we had Costco, she was down there buying huge things. Despite some major health issues, Rita fought on to the end, and she was a fighter, and she was a survivor. She was a survivor of breast cancer, bladder cancer, and a collapsed lung, which she lived with for many years. Her friends joked she didn't just have a cat's 9 lines. She had 3 cat's lines. She had 27 lines. Rita loved you so much, Nace. The loving and caring that she showed for you when you got sick was incredible. We all knew how much she loved you, but that time, that love that she showed for you, looking after you, was so strong. She was your first caregiver, and she wanted to be there to by your side the whole time. The last few years, Rita has had wonderful caregivers, and the family would like to thank Eva and Kitty for all their wonderful support. Leonard and Larry took on their mother's caring side by taking on in an active role in Rita and Nace's care. Larry, you took on the lion's share of the help. A number of friends have told me wonderful things about what you've done, but I'm going to share with you the words of Jim Wilner, who says as follows. In her last years, Larry has been an amazing son to both of your parents, sacrificing and dedicating so much of your time to look after them. This is a testament to not only who you are, but who your mother was, that you raised such a responsible, loving, and caring son. Larry, you always made sure that your parents would have home care, to make sure that they made it to their doctor's appointments and that her pills were taken at the right time. I even remember a few months ago, you were scheduled to go on a family couple's vacation on a cruise, and I bumped into you. I said, "What are you doing here?" And you just said, "I've got to be with my parents. I've got to be with my mom and my dad." And that just tells me what a man you are, that you put your life on hold, and you didn't feel like you're putting your life on hold because you wanted to spend that special time with your father and with your mother. Leonard, you helped so much too, keeping the house together with the small repairs. You were always there whenever Larry needed help, whenever he wasn't available. You were such a wonderful son. You were always there on weekends with your parents. Larry and Leonard, you are two wonderful sons who are blessed to have the kindest, the sweetest, and the most nurturing of mothers. When I was sitting with you yesterday and you were telling me all these wonderful character traits and stories about your mother, and I just thought to myself, who wouldn't want to have a mother like this? And I see all around the room today the tears, but the smiles also of these happy stories of this wonderful woman who did kindness for everyone here. You were so blessed. Nace, you have had the love of your life for 67 years, and she kept going all these years to be at your side. Those 27 lives that I mentioned was because she couldn't bear to be without you for a moment. I'd like to call on Jeff to give a eulogy, please.
For those of you who don't know me, my name is Jeff Piha, and I'm Grandma's oldest grandchild. 6 years ago, at my Grandma Louisa's funeral, I gave a eulogy. After it, Grandma asked me to give a eulogy at her funeral. I told her that I'd be honored, but I did not want to do it for a very long time. This just feels like it's a way too soon. I have such wonderful memories of her for my entire life, and I already miss her so much. First off, she loved her family more than anybody ever else has. Her entire life was devoted to her family, beginning with my grandpa, to her children, my Uncle Leonard and my father Larry, to me, my brother Dan, and my two cousins, Alana and Eitan, and especially to her four great-grandchildren, Olivia, Nathan, Talia, and Samuel. Every time I called her, I would tell her things that were going on with the kids, and she would just light up, especially near the end, when she was in incredible pain. The second I mentioned any of her great-grandchildren, I could see the pain disappeared, and her heart swelled up with joy and pride and love. Grandma, you have taught us all so much about loving and taking care of others, and I promise to you that we will pick up where you left off in taking care of Grandpa. As I've been thinking the last few days about her and all my memories with her, a few items truly became apparent. As I previously mentioned, she loved her grandchildren. I remember as a young kid going to her old house and running in the door for her weekly dinners. Somehow we got in the habit of grabbing little candies from her purse even before we said hello to her. She made sure she always had them for us because we loved them. And boy, those dinners. Grandma was famous for her great cooking. But of course, my brother Dan and I did not want whatever she made for dinner. So she would make a kid's dinner. But not just one kid's dinner, two kids' dinner, because Dan and I never wanted the same thing. And then after these dinners, she always brought out for me the world's best dessert, her homemade ice cream sandwiches with graham crackers. Honestly, my mouth still waters with thoughts of my favorite dessert. One of my favorite other memories of Grandma happened about 10 years ago. I was visiting at their house and we finished the box of Kleenex in their kitchen. So I went into their basement to grab another box and I thought I entered Costco. There was literally six cases, not bottles, but cases of Windex, probably 20 cases of toilet paper, Kleenex, and paper towels each. I went upstairs to inquire about why she had so much, and her answer was it was cheaper to buy in bulk. I had no response. I spoke to my brother Dan about some of his favorite memories of Grandma. The first thing that came out of his mouth was her great biscoches. She made amazing biscoches, and she used to love eating them with a cup of coffee. One day, Dan asked if she could have some coffee, and she said no, that it would stunt his growth. But, she said, if you want, you can dip it in the coffee. That must be why Dan is half an inch shorter than me. Thanks, Grandma. I like my status as tallest pea ever. Another fond memory Dan has, and it goes back to how much Grandma loved her grandchildren, was when we were at their house. Dan found something in their basement, and he wanted it. Grandpa said it was his, and immediately Grandma said, "Finders keepers, losers weepers." Dan still laughs about that to this day. When you were family with Grandma, you knew you were lucky. When I first started dating Elisa, and I introduced her to my grandma, Elisa put her hand out to shake. Grandma just looked at her in her way and opened up both her arms and hugged her. From that moment forward, I truly believe she looked at Elisa no differently than her biological grandchildren. When I relayed this story to Kelly, Dan's wife, she said she had the same feelings and acceptance. For a woman who could not have weighed more than 40 pounds, her heart had to weigh 40 of them. Before I finish up, they finally wanted me to thank a few people. First, I'd like to thank Kitty and Eva. They are the two caretakers who have lovingly taken care of Grandma and Grandpa. Thank you for all you do for them. I would also like to mention my Uncle Leonard for being there for them and adding improvements to their home to make their life a little easier. Finally, I'd like to thank my dad, Barry, for all that he's done. For the last several years, he's been with my grandparents day after day, to take him to the doctor, to do things for them financially or otherwise, or just be with him. I hope someday I have the strength, courage, and love that he has to do the same for my parents. Thank you all for joining us as we honor and remember my grandma, the most honest and loving person I know. I love you, Grandma. You'll always be in our heart.
You know now.
Most kids hate going to the dentist, but my brother and I always looked forward to our appointment because it meant we would get to spend half the day with our grandparents. My grandma was an amazing person. Her excitement was infectious. As my brother said, whenever you walked into a room, the way she looked at you made you smile. She was the most loving, caring, and generous person you could ever meet. Anyone who knew my grandmother knew that she was a warrior. Whenever my family went on vacation, we had to call her before and after getting on the plane, and especially if we were doing something dangerous, like taking a taxi. But despite her worry, she never tried to hold us back. She was always supportive of our decisions. She just wanted to make sure that we were safe. She was always interested in current events and loved to hear about new ideas and technologies, even those that she did not understand at first. When I went over to my grandparents' house, my grandma always had chicken pot pies for me to eat. I would only eat the insides and throw away the crust, so she usually had two or three of them. I remember always asking my grandma if it was time to pick blueberries yet. They had a small blueberry bush in the garden behind their house, and every year she would wait for me and my brother to visit so we could pick them together. The most important thing to my grandmother was family. She loved to look around the table at family gatherings and marvel at what she and my grandfather had created. Everyone always knew that she loved them. She truly instilled in my brother and me the importance of family and caring for one another. She always put others' needs before her own. Even when she went to the hospital, whenever we visited, she was always making sure that we were comfortable, that we had had enough to eat. She often said how lucky she was to have such an amazing family, but we were the lucky ones. She was an amazing role model and the person we should all aspire to become. Recently, she had been talking about going back to Ivar's with my family. She said that she had had a wonderful time the last time my family had taken her and my grandpa to eat there a few months ago. We all sat together at a table on the patio by the water and laughed as we told stories in the sun. Unfortunately, she never had the energy to go out again. I really wish we could have just given her one more day of love and laughter.
The family will be having services at Sephardic Bikotonim tonight.